This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. I have a very special guest. Her name is Aarti Kumar Jain. She's going to be talking about how important loving yourself and self-care is. Aarti is the executive director of Daya Holistic Life Care and founding director of Love and Light for Kids, LLC. She's also a certified health coach, certified holistic cancer coach, and certified youth, family, parent, and child coach. And she believes in self-care for practitioners, relationship building, and linking mind, body, and spirit for healing. Welcome to the show, Aarti. How are you doing today?
Good, Mari. Thanks so much for having me.
It's totally my pleasure. So tell us a little bit about how you came to do what you're doing these days.
Yes, for sure. So I've always loved children. So I actually started, way back in the teen years with just early childhood, a focus on early childhood. Mm-hmm. And then I actually did my undergraduate in psychology, and I was a kindergarten assistant. I realized, okay, let me try this out. So I taught in the elementary school setting for about 7 years in Northern Virginia. After that, I had always said that when I stepped into the classroom, I would leave if I wasn't focusing, truly on the pedagogy of teaching. And I found myself really thinking about their social and their emotional needs. And mm-hmm. So then I did a clinical degree in mental health counseling, and I worked in a bunch of different practices. Private setting, hospital, day treatment program, all kinds of different settings. And then I stayed home with my girls for a while, which I always wanted to do. And in the interim, my mom actually moved closer to be with her grandkids. And mm-hmm. then she got diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer. And that's kind of when things, I think when you hit cancer or any type of illness hits your family really hard, I think you'll just live in a very different way.
Yes.
So after her diagnosis, she went with her treatment, and I was part of her care team. After that, after she passed, she had on her bedstand the Bhagavad Gita, which is the Hindu scripture, and in there she had written the life stages. And I really believe in Reiki energy healing work, which is a terrific energy outlet for self-care and self-love. And so I tapped into my intuition, and I just, this fruition of this Daya Holistic Life Care came to place, this coaching platform from prenatal to all the way to end of life. And so, and then Love and Light for Kids also came at the same time with this almost like my mom was speaking from the other side, telling me what to do. And so all of this basically started post-death 2019.
That's amazing. So I know that that you're really passionate about self-care. And how did that develop for you? Why do you think self-care is so important?
Well, that's a great question, Mari. A number of years ago, I started when I lived in South Carolina, when my husband and I first got married. I was working in different settings. And one of the places that I did a presentation on compassion and self-care and compassion fatigue and self-care and what can happen to the burnout rate. And, it's been over 15 years that I realized the burnout rate for practitioners can be so high when they're giving of their mind, body, and spirit. And you have a lot of people, and this is not just mental health clinicians. You have teachers. You have even hospital staff. You've seen a huge turnover rate in this year. Just what ends up happening is that fuel that is needed for them and, for all of us, it doesn't get replenished, And so I just hugely became aware of the need to start thinking about self-care for practitioners. And now I actually spend a lot of time I'm starting to build these wellness workshops even where during the day, just giving little small tidbits like chair yoga positions, mindfulness pieces, and even having process groups during the day for different organizations and really positive feedback because they're all like, oh, I feel so relaxed. And Mari, authentically, really, truly, I just think, why is it that in the United States, it's just a few companies like Google and all that really are supportive of all of their, of us as human workers, you know, like parts of Asia and of course Europe, they all, and I mean, siestas are part of the day, and somehow we forgot how to take care of ourselves or be allowed permission to take care of ourselves in our work day.
Yes, I agree with that. And even if you have a home office like I do, or even for stay-at-home moms, I remember how I ran around. I never even knew that self-care could be two words that could be strung together, you know? We don't live that type of lifestyle, or we haven't in many, many, many years here in the U.S., of taking care of ourselves. We're just running around taking care of others and forget that if we don't take care of ourselves, there's not going to be any self left. You know, we're just going to run
ourselves.
So let's talk a little bit about authenticity and how this has played a role in all of this for you.
So honestly, Mari, like most people, I was so focused. I wouldn't say so focused, but right? Like we kind of live, we live in a very different, I think we all have a way that we live when we're trying to quote unquote somehow keep up with the Joneses. And I don't mean like socioeconomic status. I'm just talking about like, you know, if somebody's doing really well in their career and you're not, or even if somebody has accomplished a lot more and you haven't. I mean, you know, those kinds of comparison standards that we often do as just being social beings. And I found myself also at times doing that, and I don't think it was just attributed to age. You know, we say the 20s, like you really focus on peer relationships and what people think, and even, of course, going back to teenage years. But I've seen, I saw myself also, like, you know, sometimes comparing myself as the stay-at-home mom, where I was like, well, I'm not doing enough right now when I'm just working at home, but, you know, helping my mom with her business, or it just didn't ever feel enough, right? So I was comparing myself to the working mom / stay-at-home mom who had her house clean, and that whole, I really found myself living kind of an inauthentic piece with that role. And I think also stay-at-home moms get penalized a lot, I feel, right? Like the penalty of it's just not enough. And so I think that piece was a huge, like, how to find myself and wanting to also this big passion of how to help stay-at-home moms also feel like they are living their authentic lives. If they can start to look at their lives in a different lens, what do they want now that they are different? You are a different person when you become a mother and a father, of course, but, and so my authenticity really came truly when I had my daughters, and then more so when my mom passed and like the last, you know, 7 years, then the role of what marriage can do. So I think relationally, when my relationships in my primary sector either got shaken or became new or gave birth and some of them passed, right, I think is when my rebirth of like, oh my gosh, like my authenticity of who I am and core self, my core values, that's truly. And I think, you know, Mari, everybody has a different rebirth, I call it, right? A rebirth of being authentic to themselves, the way that we used to be as children. Right. It varies. I think everyone can get there. I just think they either need their hand held or and sometimes it takes tragedy or a cycle of grief and loss for it to come out.
Yeah, very good. After you stepped into your authenticity or began to, because it's a stage and it continues. It's not like I'm there, even myself, as many years as I've been working on it. What was the best thing about it for you?
Oh, my gosh, Mari, I can't even explain. Like, I feel, you know, we use the word happy, right, the happiness quotient in life a lot. And I just feel like I live so much more joyfully and we're on this kick of mindfulness. So, you know, and I really believe in yoga and mindfulness and all this movement that we finally realize can be truly healing for all of our souls. But the fact is, it's about that present living. Like, I can sit here and have a conversation with you and feel so joyful, and our audience that's listening and know that the authentic me is coming out, right? Versus when we are always part of the rat race to do more and be more versus just being like, this is enough in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like life altering. Like, I feel like my breathing has definitely is more peaceful. You know, other people can consider you like all put together, but the internal core of you that like is rumbling and racing and the anxiety is there.
Right.
When that changes and that shift happens and how good your system inside feels, I think it can't even be described in words, truly.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm right there with you on that. And one of the things that it did for me is, again, like you said, brought that joy into my life. I was so busy trying to be everything to everyone that it just squashes the joy, because there's anxiety in that, like you were talking about that. I could be standing in front of an audience talking, right, in person,
mm-hmm.
and pretty put together, and like I knew everything. And in the back of my mind, it's like, I don't know what I'm talking about. Are they going to like me? You know, all that kind of stuff that goes mm-hmm. on. But once you begin mm-hmm. to, as you say, into authenticity, now you're yourself. So what is there to worry about, you know? And then the other coin is, do I care what other people think about me? Not, mm-hmm. you know, not mm-hmm. the way I did when I was younger. I don't really. I am me, and that's who you get. And so, yeah, there's a freedom in that that it is indescribable. Absolutely.
Yes. I feel like the worry quotient, like you were describing, like the worry quotient goes down so much. And simple things like, Mari, there are probably days that you also don't feel like you don't have it in you to call someone back. Or like, I'll be honest, if somebody once asked me for a Reiki long distance treatment, like it's energy practice. Someone can ask you to do some healing work from a distance. And I actually said I actually wasn't in a good place that day. And so mm-hmm. that authenticity where back in the day, would I be the same people pleaser person that would say, of course, I'll give it to you because you're asking me. But that's not truly fair for that person, and it's not truly fair for me, and that's where that inauthenticity comes into play.
Yeah.
And so I realize my yeses mean yeses and my noes mean no, which is huge. Like it is in that sense that empowerment, that personal empowerment of authenticity, I feel like for me has been life changing.
Absolutely. I love that. And I had the same experience to be able to say, I did it yesterday. I had a call mm-hmm. to make, someone to call back that had emailed me several days ago. And I said, no, it's later. I'm going to leave that for tomorrow, because mm-hmm. I've given myself permission to feel into things and see if I'm in the space for it right now. And if I'm not,
yes.
it's okay. We'll wait till tomorrow. I mean, it's not life-threatening.
Yes.
Certain things you have to do. If things happen, you have mm-hmm. to go, you have to do, but not everything has to be an emergency. That was one way that
yes.
I lived my life. I lived my life like everything was an emergency, and that was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, the blood is pumping, the adrenaline is kicking
mm-hmm.
in, and you're
mm-hmm.
anxious.
Mm-hmm.
What? It's self-created emergencies, right?
That's right. And, Mari, the impact of what it does to our health. You know, now I look a lot at chronic stress. You know, when you look at the research and when you look at what's happening and why, what is the one piece of what is very common amongst, you know, our American society is chronic stress and our diet, like the way we feed our system nutritionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah.
when you look at chronic stress, I mean, and that's the one area that we possibly have some control over. The nutrition, well, you know, that also is something we can work on over time. But chronic stress like that, just that is all something we have to continually work on. And I think that comes through really being fair and kind to yourself, to give yourself permission. Like you said yesterday, like it wasn't earth-shattering that it didn't happen yesterday. Like,
right.
you know, there's a time and a place for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, love it. Well, we're going to take a quick break, hear from our sponsors, and if
Sounds
you want to
good.
Call in and ask Arthi a question, you can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
New York, 1971. After surviving an assassination attempt on my life, I created another alias, Bulletproof. The mafia lifestyle can get messy when you start an all-out war on the mob. You know that movie, The Godfather? while I'm living. Let's just say robbing a mob's money drop sets the whole war in motion. This thrilling killer series, Killer with a Heart, Killer with Three Heads, and coming soon, Killer with Black Blood by J.L. Hill, keeps your blood pumping. Get these urban crime fictions from Amazon or RockHillPublishing.com.
What happens in your body begins with your energy. If you can't find relief from your pain, it may be time to look deeper. Mindy Stritch is a certified healing therapist that will help you discover the root cause of what hurts. To learn more, schedule a free consultation. Call 678-642-7771 or visit www.mindystritch.com. That's MindyStritch.com. Restoring your energy will renew your life.
So you want your business to reach its potential? Is your technology supporting your growth or holding you back? Through business management coaching, real-time collaboration, and customized solutions, Mindcore can help leading companies take back control of their technology, streamline their business, and outperform their competition. Visit our website at mind-core.com to learn why 500-plus business leaders trust Mindcore for transforming their collaboration, cybersecurity, and cloud computing. That's mind-core.com.
Are you ready for more? Ready to make a change but not sure what steps to take? Dr. Tracy, a certified executive coach with proven results, can help. If you're frustrated, unmotivated, feeling stuck or out of place, Dr. Tracy will help you break through to the next level. Stop believing this is all there is and know there's more for you. Text COACHME to 833-372-4369 for a free consultation. You are ready. Text COACHME to 833-372-4369 for a free consultation.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, with special guest Aarti Kumar Jain, talking about how important loving yourself and self-care is. So I have a question for you, Aarti. What do you believe is the first step for a person who wants to be more kind to themselves and begin to step into self-care?
It's a great question. And I think it's always asking yourself the hard questions. Right, in order for anything to happen. And why I think coaching is great is because that's what you do, right? You ask those questions so that person can truly go inward and look inward. And so my question really lies at, what does purposeful living look like for you? Like, what does that look like? And how does your purpose, you know? And I know the purpose can shift at different parts in our lives, and that's why you have to reevaluate. But I think asking that question, we always think that businesses and nonprofits have mission statements, but developing like a mission statement, what is your personal minute mission statement? Like, what do you stand for? I think that's a great way to start, you know, starting to use some adjectives to describe what are your core values. Like, what do you value about yourself, and putting it into a sentence or two and then living by it. And what do you want to attract into your life? And it varies for a lot of people, but I think you'll find once you start to do these three questions, you'll find that there's these links, you know, and they're not always related to our superficial parts, but they're like quality based, or they might be relationship based, and starting to just ask these three questions. But I think I would definitely encourage, if we had to do the first step, it'd be like, can you develop a mission statement for yourself? And if you're struggling with that question, then maybe developing one for like having an out of body experience, and it, like, imagine doing one for your like best friend, you know, if it's a little bit too abstract, you know, to think about yourself.
Right. That's good. When you were talking about what values you have for your life, I remember being a single mom, working full time, having two, young girls. They were in like middle school and high school, and working all the time, of course, and thinking, my family is so important to me, my daughters are so important to me, but I'm working all the time. And so what I wanted, because you say, you know, you have to ask what you want. What I wanted was to be able to make the same kind of money, but have part-time hours so that I could spend more time with my kids and do different things, you know, have more freedom of time, which I eventually was able to do that. But sometimes it's something so simple as to, what is it that you want, you know, that's not happening right now. And then figuring out a way of how that can happen, or even asking for it and then having things, you know, come into play for that.
Absolutely. And for you to put it out into the universe and that energy world, like just to put it out there, because that's that first step of allowing permission to get to even go there is then that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you think about motivation. So truly allowing yourself permission. So permission is like the first step. And then, of course, you know, we look at, okay, let's go into that information gathering step and then let's make an informed decision. But the hardest mm-hmm. step often is just to step foot in letting ourselves give permission, you know, to ask, or and back to that whole idea of like self-care becomes, permission becomes part of that equation. And it can be very difficult and challenging to do, especially when you're, it's all new.
Yeah, it is. It was. It is very challenging because you're not used to taking time for yourself
mm-hmm.
or whatever
mm-hmm.
your self-care encompasses. Mm-hmm. You're not used to it. And you have to deal sometimes with the guilt of, I should be doing that.
Yes.
Until it becomes more natural. It's our natural staple.
Totally.
We were worked out of it all our lives. Go, 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 work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like
mm-hmm.
out of it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what do you think, Arthi, is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
I know that sounds kind of, you know, it sounds a little, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't have the exact word, but I just want to say that it's never too late to start living your dreams. You know, like what I mean to say is, you know, we have some dreams that we may have had and they kind of don't fit what life looks like due to money, time, space. But then there's other ones that develop throughout the course of time. And I'm just saying, then go for it. And don't, just because it may not have happened in one period doesn't mean it never happened. You know, I mean, in a million years, I was telling my husband, I never imagined this whole idea of ever, you know, starting up a nonprofit and being a business owner. And I never imagined it. And my point being, the more and more people I meet along this journey that have truly gone through this metamorphosis in life will tell you the same thing, that it's just never too late to start. And you have, you know, we call it the one life to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's this big joke when we, you know, do you ever remember writing those little childhood books in elementary school where you're like, it was an assignment and you wrote these books, like your little story. I don't know if
mm-hmm.
you remember that, but in mine, the last page of it, one, you know, and then you have people who'd read it and they would kind of give you feedback, like teachers and other students. One of them on the back of mine said, you know, you're like a cat who lives 9 lives. Because I just done silly things and I've, you know, just being a kid, but I think we all do. But my point being, we all have 9 lives to lead, actually, in the sense that if we have starting points in our metamorphosis, we change over time and we restart, we get kicked to the curb, we come back. And the fact is, it's never too late to start. What some of the dreams that we might have had, some that just come to be, it's never too late to start the dream journey and to fulfill them.
Can't be more true. I love that you've said that. I had a guest on my show a few weeks ago who decided she was going to travel the world at the age of 70-something. I think she was 75.
Mm-hmm.
Travel the world.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, that's become one of my dreams since I was a little kid. And
mm-hmm.
I guess if she could do it, I could do it. So she traveled the world in 70 days. She traveled all over. She didn't hit every single country, but she traveled all
yeah.
around the world, hit all the continents. I'm like, wow. So you're right. It's never
yes.
too late. That's a beautiful,
yes.
beautiful. I love that.
Yes. I really love that example, too, because you brought up age and the fact that I know that maybe we do get caught up in the age. I'm not in my 20s. Oh, I'm getting too old. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, the more you reflect on age is but a number, and the more you do that mindful living and the more that you live in your headspace and doing that positive self-talk, you realize it is just a number. You know, I mean, if you think about how many folks who are living quality lives, even a lot of it, when you look at their stories, it's their mindset and their belief and how they lead our lives. And I think currently our president is one example of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So So let's talk for a moment about how to get a hold of you.
Yes, for sure. I actually recently just started a broadcast myself on what's called, it's a health and wellness channel. So that's one way if you ever want to tune in on Fridays at 11 a.m. I basically talk about a lot of alternative methods to healing and positivity. But my email, which is theaholisticlifecare@gmail.com, is great. I have a Facebook page that I do some daily posts to really help build affirmations. And I have an Instagram, which is just theaholisticlifecare. And if anyone wants to call in, it's the number 646-926-4590. And would love to be able to provide support, or however I can help do some referrals out or any support that we can provide. Would love to do that.
Right. And don't forget to visit her website, which is right here on the blog talk page, theaholisticlifecare.org. And you'll be able to find everything. So we have about 3 minutes left. Is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, Arthi? Something that's deeply on your heart today.
I'm sure we've heard that thing. You know, I always think of Nike and just do it. Like, and I always think of like dream it, wish it, feel it. Like, you know, what did you dream about as a kid? What are the things that you visualize, and what are you passionate about now? Like, just forget. I mean, not to forget your story. You have a story. It's meant to share. And, you know, I think that's the bottom line. Like, everyone has something to contribute in this world. Everybody is contributing. You're contributing. And to remind yourself and to be humble, like, every step of the way to be humble, and especially during this period of this last year in our lives, like, be humble in your journey to yourself. And, you know, give, if no one else is going to do it, just pat yourself on the back, right? Like, just take that time to do that. However you want to, just give yourself some kindness.
I love that. Let's talk about kindness for another moment, because we have a little bit more time left. What were the ways in which you started to introduce self-kindness into your life?
I mean, truly, this sounds crazy. I just really have focused on, like, deep breathing. I have been teaching my girls too to just really reflect on, like, getting rid of that stagnant carbon dioxide. I feel like that's one way where I've been starting to support my body more. I mean, in some ways, good deep breathing and some simple aerobic moves can be better than any cardio at times. I had one day I felt, oh my gosh, this is even better than going for a really brisk walk or a jog. It was so amazing.
Wow.
The other way that I've been showing kindness is that present moment, like just living present moment and just not feeling guilty. Like, the guilt has really subsided in my life. If I feel it, I really acknowledge it, and then I, like, let it dissipate versus when I would hold on to it. And then I realized it was playing a role in my – it shows somatically in your bodies too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I've let go of that.
Fantastic. It takes a lot of practice to do that. And with more
practice.
Oh
my gosh, this is not a step. Every day, we're not perfect. I'm not sitting here acting like this is like, it is an every day, every moment. But boy, it's so beautiful to be able to do and to share and to just live the way that we were meant to live, which you said earlier. You know, we were all meant to live a little bit more with that idea of self-compassion, self-kindness, so that we can give the way we were authentically meant to give, you know?
Absolutely. Very nice. Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Arthi, for being on the show. It's been such a pleasure having you. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. There's going to be a replay of this right on the same link, so pass this along. This is a great episode about self-care and how special we are and the gifts that we have for this world. And join us on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.